Blog Talk Radio.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've now to sing God's praise than when we first begun.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Welcome to the Oblong Table of the Christian Warrior Network, coming to you from beautiful downtown Lorain, Ohio. Tonight's topic for the broadcast is Thanksgiving and what we are thankful for. Sister Linda will be adding up the beginning of this show tonight with these scriptures, the Psalms chapter 95, verses 1 through 3. And Psalms chapter 147, 6 and 7. Before we get started with tonight's show, let's go around the oblong table to the crew, let them introduce themselves to you, and allow them to give their special intentions as we start the show with our prayer.
This is Brother Wayne. I like to pray for world peace. Everybody get along and stop fighting, for God's sake.
This is Sister Linda, and my prayer intentions tonight is for Thanksgiving, which is coming up next week, that people, families get together with peace and harmony and love of their heart. And those that don't have family, hopefully they get to go to a friend and have peace and love and enjoy their meal.
This is Brother AJ. My special intentions are for friends and family all over the U.S., wherever they may be, that they are safe and sound and loved throughout the holidays and for days to come. Also, we have some special healing prayers for Sister Patty Kalis, Brother John Castells, Brother Cameron Welch, Archdeacon Ian Gaylord, and Episcopos Gary Taylor. We pray that their healing blessings come within the Lord's time and they lift them up. At this time, let's bow our heads in prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In the words that our Savior gave us, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory of yours, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. This is Sister Linda, and we're reading out of Psalms 95, verses 1 through 3. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Verse 2, let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. 3, for the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods.
And reading again from the Living Bible, verse 1 through 3. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Give a joyous shout in honor of salvation. Come before him with thankful hearts. Let us sing. Let us sing him psalms of praise. For the Lord is a great God, the great King of all God. Sorry about that, folks. I'm a little dyslexic today.
Second verse is Psalms 147, 6 and 7. 146:7, verse 6. The Lord lifts up the humble. He casts down the wicked to the ground. 7. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praises on the harp to our God.
Out of the Living Bible, the Lord supports the humble, but brings the wicked into the dust. Sing out your thanks to him. Praises to our God accompany thy heart.
I have a lot to be thankful to the Lord for. First of all, I'm thankful to God for being in my life. He saved my life many times. He protected me from serious injury and death many times. He also kept me from off of the street, living on the streets and in homes. And he keeps me fed and keeps me from starving. He gives me everything I need. Family. He's given me family and friends I never had before I got saved. Provides me with transportation to get to where I have to go. And he's basically good health. And because of him, I'm here today. I wouldn't have been here if I hadn't turned my life over to God. I would have been gone. I almost died when I was 20-some years old. I almost died when I was 7 years old. I almost died when I was 21. It was many times that I had my life threatened, and I was only a fraction of an inch away from dying, and God kept me safe. I know it was him, even though at the time I didn't. I do now. I'm for that. And because of him, I have a family that I never had before, not just my church family, but I've got a natural family, too. Not my biological family, because they're all gone. I've been adopted into 5 or 6 different families, including my second husband's family. And they all worry. They all contact me and let me know that they care. And they don't always criticize everything I do. They accept me for who I am. They only criticize me if it really gets bad. But they do it out of love. They let me know where I stand with them at all times. And I really appreciate that. So I'm forever thankful to everything. And now I have a church that I come to that helps too. So God is good. You need to keep in touch with them. Once you get your life turned around, you'll be amazed at what he can do. Nothing's impossible with him. Not one single thing. Then I'm glad I've got him in my life. I'm glad to be here. I should have been dead many years ago. So he was there for me. I even lost my children and he brought them back to me. Of course, they didn't stay with me because that was their choice, but he did bring my daughter back, and we're getting closer. And he's taken my sons home, but I know where they're at. I know they're with him. He let me know that. I don't have any doubt. So, but Lord is good. So, anybody have any other?
You want me to say what I'm thankful for because we're not having the show next weekend?
Good.
Well, I'm thankful for God, my family, my friends, and I had a rough time growing up as a kid. Well, I mean, I had it through my mom and dad. I loved them dearly. I loved them, you know. They didn't abuse me or anything like that, but being, you know, getting up to, you know, I was going to a youth group and, you know, following God and stuff. But then I got up to high school and got involved with drugs and alcohol and there's times that I felt like I was gonna die too, you know. But I thank God every day that I'm getting up, you know, and I have mental issues and stuff like that, you know. But I live on supported service. I got a bunch of great neighbors, great friends, you know. And it's wonderful. I mean, it's not easy, but I'm pretty happy.
Well, I always grew up in church. I lived a fairly sheltered life. I didn't know God. I didn't know God till 1982. And it took a lot of work because I went to Sunday school, I went to Bible school. I didn't have to listen. I only heard a little bit here and a little bit there. But it didn't sink in until the right people made a difference in my life. It showed me there is a God. I didn't know if he was real or not.
And I think
part of me did.
The key word there would be show.
Yeah, key word is show. I didn't know he was real because people preached about God, but they didn't show it. Or if they showed it, it was so small amount that I didn't pay any attention. But it took a lot of things happening in my life to make me wake up and look. And God kept me up. Like I said, God kept me off the streets. I was fortunate enough not to get into alcoholism, drugs. But I feel sorry for those who fell and did that because it's a terrible addiction.
My Aunt Shirley had a Bible study in her house, and I would go, me and my cousins, my emotions were, all out of whack being a teenager, and I was just a kid, and I felt real good talking about God and stuff, and then, I have, this anxiety and,
we were talking yesterday in our group to prepare for this show, and something that I brought up, and I've been bringing up recently is that even though people look at God during these holiday seasons, we really need to do this on a daily basis.
Amen.
And without God as the basis for everything, we would not have anything to be thankful for. God is number one. We would not have His Son, Jesus Christ, or the Holy Spirit without God. We would not have the good or the bad in our lives. And sometimes without the bad, it's hard to see the good. So even though we pray and we ask for an answer, it may not be the one we're looking for. It may be the best answer. And a lot of the times we thank God that bad things aren't happening to us. But do we thank Him for the good things? The sun, the sunrise, the sunset, babies, rain, you know, the springtime. I mean, cool breeze on a hot summer day. Simple things that we let slide right by. We really must give thanksgiving to God for all.
Yeah. We need to even be thankful for winter, even though it's cold and nasty sometimes.
Uh-huh.
That snow is beautiful to look at. Don't really like to shovel it.
Yeah. It comes down on skeeters in the spring.
Yeah. That's how the flies do, because they hibernate.
Sometimes some bad things happen and you question God and say, why, God? Why is this happening, you know?
Yeah, but you're supposed to just ask, why not?
But thank Him that worse things aren't happening.
Yes.
You know? And once we get through some of the bad things we experience, it makes us stronger to deal with other things that may come up.
Yeah.
You know? And what doesn't harm us makes us stronger, right?
Right.
Well, we can thank God for that. And this all goes back to God, number one. God, number one.
Yeah.
I mean, too many times we thank our neighbors and friends, but do we thank God first for those neighbors and friends? I mean, there's a lot of things that happen that are great in our lives. And we thank ourselves, we thank other people. But without God, those other people wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be here.
And without God, you wouldn't have the people that are working that good paying jobs, like their job. They wouldn't have them either. They wouldn't have anything. Everything we own, have. One way or another, comes from God. Just
there
is
no just not about it. It's all the way. I mean, God is the beginning and the end.
All the good things we have come from God. There's bad things that don't, I don't know. But,
I mean, like I just said, bad things happen too, and it's to strengthen us.
Yeah.
You know? So we have to think. We really have to think before we pray and before we make comments, because God is the beginning and the end. I mean, He is the master of all.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, like some of the material things, not all of them the material things you see. Good. So you have to think before you buy. Is that something that God would love, want me to have, or is that something that I shouldn't have?
Well, it's like Christmas, people buying stuff and getting presents and giving presents to people, and and Missouri, me and Angie were talking about this yesterday. Not too many people in Christmas, or Jesus in Christmas.
No. They don't stop to think that it don't take an expensive present to make somebody happy. Figure out what they want and get them something. All the gifts that I got back in 2001 were small gifts. They weren't expensive. But you should have seen the look on some of those people's faces when they got them and opened them. It was something they enjoyed, something they really wanted. It was better than getting a gift that they didn't want. And they appreciated it.
It's like we're not supposed to sin, we're supposed to hate the sin.
Yeah.
You know, and God provides things, even material things.
I know.
But it's what we choose to do with it, which what makes it a good thing or a bad thing.
Anybody else got a comment? We still have a few minutes yet.
Well, we have a guest with us that has so graciously allowed us to set in his studio to use it today, and we would really appreciate his input on this show.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Reverend Dr. Andrew Patrick. It is just truly a pleasure and a blessing to be able to sit in with our brothers and sisters here at the Oblong Table Crew. Brother Rusty is with family this evening at a reunion, so we wish him the absolute best, and we're thankful that he has family that he can still enjoy time with. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, there have been some very interesting points brought up between Sister Linda and Brother Wayne and Brother AJ. Some of the things that I'd like to elaborate on just a little bit, since we have just a couple of minutes left, and kind of help out bring this all together. When we take time for God, and acknowledge Him, we become more aware of what He does for us in our lives. No matter if it's at a low point or at a high point, we get through those points one way or the other in some aspect of it. And I think subconsciously, most Christians, within their own heart and their own soul, thank God for getting them through that rough time or that joyful time. We know that the holidays are coming up fast. Next week, as Sister Linda pointed out, is Thanksgiving here in the United States. And Thanksgiving isn't really all that old of a holiday. Abraham Lincoln actually put it into law and made it part of the national holiday and part of the American culture. However, there are other organizations and countries that are starting to celebrate in their way and being thankful for God and the things that they have had in their lives. I guess another key point that I want to make here is that even when the bad things happen, and Brother AJ did hit on it, but he just kind of skimmed the top of it, and Sister Linda, God bless her, could have gone in a little bit deeper too, because I do preach this to them, that even the bad things that happen to us, God has allowed it to happen to us. And we may not always understand why He allows bad things to happen to us, but in many aspects, I can say this for you, that even if it's directly or indirectly affects an individual, or being indirectly, those around us that we know very closely, be it a mass genocide of a killing, traffic accident, a freak of nature, coming through where it disrupts people's lives, we say, how can a God that is good and loving allow this to happen to His children? Well, in many aspects, it's a matter of bringing us closer to Him in those times of trials and tribulation. And I have preached
to
each other, and reaching out to each other, touching that human emotion of love, which is Christ, expanded from us to others that are suffering, or vice versa, others reaching out to us when we suffer. It can be as simple as a hug and a sympathy or a shoulder to and an ear to listen. Or it can be financial. It can be items. It can be a number of things. And we don't always give God credit for putting those individuals' hearts to touch our lives. And I think the more that we read of the scriptures, Old Testament and New Testament, we learn more and more how God interacts with human culture and individual lives. And when that happens, then and only then can we truly say from our heart, thank you, Lord, for the blessings as well as for the trials and the tribulations and the suffering that you've put me through. Because remember, we're not, when we suffer in our lives, we may not necessarily, can't say this about all people, but the majority of people do not suffer in the same way that Christ suffered. But yet, we are taught by Christ to carry our crosses, and on a daily basis. And I think one of the things that we need to be thankful for is that though God accepts mankind's limitations and putting him on the shelf and then bringing him down when they feel a need or to reach out to him and read his word or pray to him or think about him and thank him or plead with him, whatever, keep in mind that if you put Christ and God and the studies of the scriptures on the back burners, so to speak, you are not necessarily going to be in God's good grace. And when you do reach out and search for him, eventually, if you keep searching, you will find him. But at the initial, he does hear you, but he may not answer you because you have not lived up to your end of the bargain, and yet every single day, he's giving you another chance to come closer to him. So with that thought and that understanding, I think we all can find it in our hearts, be us Christians or not, that we love God to some degree. And with that being the mustard seed of faith, we need to expel on that and learn as much as we can about God in the time that we have left here, starting today. And I say that because how can you expect to be in heaven with God the Father and know nothing about him? Yeah, you might know a verse or two in the scripture, but Satan knows the scriptures backwards and forwards and inside and out, and that is how he is able to manipulate people to his way through other people, because you take for granted God. So with that said, I'll turn the last minute over to Brother AJ.
Well, folks, coming to an end of our show, Brother Rusty had mentioned in the past you can send us your birthday requests or prayer requests. You can tune in for the next shows that come up for those details, or go on to our archives to get those details. You can tune into our archives and hear previous shows. And please inform your friends and family of how to listen to our show. And we'll go around right now and say our goodbyes.
God bless everybody. Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving, and God bless.
Amen.